Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Steve Howell.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Hope you are too.
Yep.
Good, good. Well, as the mayor, I'm guessing you have some special duties coming up here on a groundbreaking celebration on October 11th. What's this groundbreaking celebration for?
Okay, it's October 11th at 1:30 to 2:30 north of the elementary school. And what it is, what we are doing, we're extending our wetlands behind the school there. There's already existing wetlands there, approximately 25 acres. And the DNR did some testing here a few years ago, and we got the results back, and we put together a source wet protection team. And from the findings, the DNR's findings, we found out our nitrates have been increasing. I better start over here. Our nitrates have been increasing in our well, and we found out where the source point was coming from. And that on the study, they found where the existing wetlands were, the nitrates, the wetlands was taking the nitrates out of our water in that area. So after many meetings and put together a team of 20 people from various organizations such as the DNR, NRCS, Golden Hills, RC&D, and some citizens and the landowners, we've had many meetings, and we looked at various options and what to do, and we decided to go on the wetlands, and which would be a natural way to get the nitrates out of our drinking water.
Now, Steve, is this well used for all of Elliott that you're talking about?
We got two wells. The well in the center of the town is the one that is high in nitrate. It's not over the limit, but it's getting close. So the one east part of Elliott is lower, quite a bit lower than the one in the main part of town, and that is where the wetlands is just north of that well.
Okay, so water that's used by the school would come out of, does it come out of both wells?
It comes out of both wells.
Okay.
They alternate, and so it's mixed, and we do water testing quite frequently.
Uh-huh. Because I'm thinking with young people, well, I think it's more actually with babies than young people, but for the health of everybody, you need to take a look at these nitrate levels. And when they were going up, I'm sure that was kind of waved the red flag here that something had to be done.
Yeah, it started about, we went back and checked from our tests from the states, and it was just a gradual increase. It started in 1992, and then it seems like in the last 5-6 years it really took a big jump, and it really threw up a red flag then. And so we knew we had to do something, and we've had a terrific source water protection team. I mean, it was just great working with all these people. And like I said, we could have done it mechanically, which was very expensive. And the project we're doing with extending the wetlands and native grass, the team decided on, and we've received a couple grants for it, which making it cheaper for the citizens of Elliott instead of after raising their water bills, because if we'd have put in the mechanical, it was going to be really expensive.
Steve, can you describe for us how the definition of a wetland, because some of us may not know, you know, what makes a wetland different than other surrounding land? How do you define that?
Well, I don't know if I can really describe either, but I'll try. A wetland is an area of, well, the pre-existing one we had, there's water standing there all the time. It's water table's really low, and it's just a marshy area. And it just, you know, even this time of year, water's running, you know, I mean, as dry as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're extending it. The study they did on it, they think at one time that it had been a wetland. They're not, you know, I don't know how they can tell that, but they thought, and so that's why they decided to go to extend this.
Mm-hmm. So
what we're going to do is that we're going to do some excavating of dirt, and probably a foot and a half, I think is what they're talking about, and then where this water's continually running, we're going to put a little levee there with an overflow, mm-hmm. and then we'll be planting native grass and all kinds of stuff where, you know, where it absorbs the nitrates.
Mm-hmm. So it seems to me, though, you're working with nature here rather than you were always kind of fighting it, probably, if that was formerly a wetland that you're kind of...
Something that many, many towns are having problems with right now. The list is just... when we were picked, we were one of four towns to pick to do this study, which was quite an expensive study that the DNR did for us, and, you know, they absorbed the cost for... We would have had to come up with a lot of money, you know, small town of 350.
I was just going to ask the population, 350.
Yes.
But you do have just an elementary school, correct?
Yes.
And Elliott is a part of which school system?
Griswold.
So I'm sure people have been really happy to be able to keep that elementary school there. And, and hopefully this change that you're making is just going to be another positive step to keep Elliott going and keeping it a place that people might want to live.
There's some other things that's going to be added to this wetland we are looking into, and it's about putting the outdoor classroom. And the school's been working with it. Everybody's just been on board from the beginning one on this. And, you know, the landowner, the school, where we're putting this new wetland, and we're talking about putting the outdoor classrooms and walkways and stuff. I mean, and the grants we've been receiving, we've got real positive feedback from all the people we've been working with, and we've got some grants, and we've got a couple more grants. We can't announce yet, and hopefully they'll let us tell out at our groundbreaking ceremony Thursday. So
you sound really...
They're the ones that want to announce it. They don't want to...
Sure.
We've been notified. But.
Yeah. You sound really excited about this project, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I'm guessing because of your excitement and because of all the things happening, you've got people in Elliott pretty excited.
Yes. It's I can't wait. I can't wait till we get started on it. So.
Okay. Now, the groundbreaking is on October 11th. At 1:30 to 2:30, I'm guessing you're going to have some speakers and people get to see the area. What's going to happen during that time?
I'm looking at the agenda right here, so it's not finalized. Yeah, we're going to have some speakers there, and we're waiting on some, you know, some senators and some representatives to see if they're going to make it or not.
Just be flexible, Steve.
excuse me.
Got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll last about an hour. The grade school kids will be out there, and we'll do the groundbreaking, and they're going to have one student from each grade get help with the groundbreaking.
Oh, good.
And this is all new to me. I've never been to a groundbreaking event.
Well, you're going to be an important part of it. And, you know, it's really smart to have those kids involved. They take a little ownership, and I'm guessing that they are also excited about to see what will happen next. Now, you're breaking ground, but when does the project actually get underway? Is that going to be happening here this fall?
I hope we can get started on this fall. We got to do the bid letting.
Okay.
We had to wait on a couple permits that we'd forgot about, and you got to go through the right channels, and so we're just waiting. I think we're down to one permit now, and as soon as we get that, we'll be able to... And we're hoping to hear something before the groundbreaking on the Corps Engineers permit.
Okay. Well, everybody's invited to this, and there may be some other towns that would like to come and see what's happening here and hear a little more about it, because this is a problem. So we want to thank you very much, Steve Howell, the mayor of Elliott, for sharing this information with us.
Well, thank you for having me on to let people know what's going on. And like I said, everybody's invited. We'll have something to drink and cookies, and so...
Get on over to Elliott.
Hope it's not too cold out.
Right. Oh, well, just put on another jacket. That's the season. Oh. Yeah. And until next time, think about the turtle, which makes progress only when it sticks its neck out.